Curing Anxiety. When we worry about the distress of nations, or stand in judgment of anything, we condemn ourselves. We certainly know that God never takes sides, supporting some opinions while depriving others of enlightenment. The light of truth and love just shines. The world appears to be in chaos, and it looks like we all have our own opinions about it. But opinions express ignorance of the all-knowing mind and are really a distress call for help. When Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" was not he searching for God? Jesus could have answered him, but Pilate turned and walked away, overwhelmed by the magnitude of his own question. As a direct result of his halting receptivity to truth, Pilate was anxious about what to do with Jesus and uncertain of his own future as governor. When Cain confronted Abel, he was screaming for a way to stop being overcome by his insatiable personal ego. Because he refused to offer genuine gratitude to God for the gift of life, Cain condemned the life of his brother and so lost his way and was cast out of his family circle, anxious and alone. Every imperfection that you are aware of is an urgent call for prayerful help. Instead of judging, feeling helpless or hopeless, search for the light that is equipped with an answer of peace. Be willing to receive that light and to follow wherever it leads, taking no thought. If someone has wronged you, even though they do not know it, they are really begging you to help them, to relieve them of their blind hatred of truth. Cherishing your so-called enemies dissolves your judgment of them, for you cannot love and judge at the same time. You will find that you have no time for entertaining opinions. Persecutions will not hurt you, and the body will perform its normal functions without your thought about it. God preserves his own likeness in perfect harmony, without any cognizance of deadly beliefs or opinions. God offers direction and purpose to our lives, not to reward our accomplishments, but to perfect our praise of life, truth, and love.